And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray here along with Wayne Cotto. Got to get him, got to get Shotgun to get your name in there for sure. Wayne Cotto here with me co-hosting today as Ricky's taking care of the kids today. And I know he'd want to be talking about Katmai Lodge because Bob Cantor's here and Ricky's been there several times with his wife Dallas. And we're just having a great time talking about one of the greatest fishing spots or places on earth for sure, Katmai Lodge in Alaska. And giving away a phenomenal prize.
Yes, we are. One lucky caller or texter will win the AFCO Alaska package, including a Reaper windproof jacket and a Coastal Lair crew sweatshirt. It's a great layer of clothing from courtesy of AFCO.
All right, thanks. And lots of good texts. You have a good one, huh?
Yeah, this is morning, guys. Great show. Question for Bob is, what is the fish processing options and are there similar to fishermen's processing down here? And that's from Matt.
Yeah, Matt. What we have there is we have our own fish processing service there at the lodge. We have if you've ever fished out of the bay here in San Diego, you've seen those vacuum packers, those commercial vacuum packers that are about the size of a small table.
Yeah.
Well, we have three of those. So basically, the guys after your day of fishing, they'll bring them in and they'll take you'll be catching so much fish that you'll be keeping just the best looking ones that you throw in your pail, because we let you bring 50 pounds of fillets home per person. You're going to catch more than that because just the weight of the plane, we got to get you out of there. Since we're in a remote area, we fly you in, and if you just do the math, if you add another 50 pounds times 16, that's a lot of weight
going
on the airplane. So we'll take care of that. That's all part of the package. They'll fillet it. They'll put it in we have a minus 10 freezer, which basically turns it into a brick overnight. They'll fillet it up for you, package it, band it, put it in a wax box, suitable and approved on the airlines to take back. So you'll be bringing them back home and you'll just check it as your check bag to get back into LA or Orange County.
And it's spectacular. That's sockeye and the king. Right.
And it's solid frozen, so it holds 24 hours.
Yeah.
It holds, it might be a little soft on the outsides, but then you just come home, pull the whole bag out, stick it in your freezer, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and it lasts a long time because it's very well done, very well vacuum packed. And I know a lot of guys will eat it fresh a lot of times. I know a lot of guys love smoked sockeye. I love smoked sockeye.
Yeah.
It's a great product that you're bringing home.
Correct.
And
right.
You get to home, bring home.
Yeah, bring pounds. Home. And if you want
a prime sockeye fillet or king fillet if you want it. But you don't get fresh sockeye like that.
Not often.
I encourage you to bring back the sockeye.
Yes, exactly.
For sure. I have another great text here from Rob in Seal Beach. He says, good morning, everyone. I went to Katmai Lodge with my wife this year. In fact, just before Ricky got there, we had a great time. I just wanted to say that our guide, Walter, was a wonderful human being. We really enjoyed him, and I can't wait to go back.
Great. That's good to hear.
Yeah, because you're spending a week, basically, with your guide.
Correct.
And they're cool. They're cool guys.
Right.
They're really very fishy. And
yeah, most of our guides come from Michigan area, back east, because of the steelhead that they do steelheading up in upper Michigan, that whole area in the middle of the U.S. and so upper middle, I should say, the Great Lakes area.
Yeah.
And they basically are professional guides up there. They have their own guide service, but when it comes summertime, there's no steelhead.
Uh-huh.
And so all those guys migrate over to Alaska, and because if you catch steelhead and catch salmon, it's the same techniques.
Yeah. And those guys are good.
Yeah, they're good.
They know their stuff.
They know how to catch them. They know what to use.
Yeah. And they bring some of their Michigan techniques
absolutely
to there.
And yeah, we've been like, doing the slip bobbers and all that, you know, just like you see in the Michigan guys.
Because it's a lot easier to catch fish in Katmai Lodge in Alaska than it is in Michigan. For sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Wayne.
Yeah, let's talk to Baja Ben. What's going on, Ben? Hello, Ben.
We have you,
Ben. Good morning. You there?
Yeah, we got you.
Hello. You there?
Got you, Ben.
Hello? Okay. At all the years they're eating salmon, what is your favorite way to be cooking the salmon when you bring home those awesome
fillets? Oh, good question. Oh, okay. I like to put it's basically I'll take the salmon with some of the local dry rub that you have that you can get at one of I kind of prefer the Traeger fish dry rub, and I'll sprinkle a little bit of that on there with a little bit of just a thin coat of mayonnaise on top of it. Was then I'll take a couple onions and I'll cut the slice the onions on top of that, just set them on top with a couple orange peels. Get your orange peels and put them on top, stick them in, wrap them in foil and stick it on the barbecue, and it just comes out phenomenal.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Again, drool factor high.
Yeah. Wayne, you have a good, hey, thanks a lot for the test, call.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
And that does free up 833-288-0973. I have a question for Bob. There you go.
We got a text from Mike and Hammett. Love the show. I love the salmon and trout. I was wondering what the prospects are for grayling. Are in Katmai.
Oh wow, the grayling is they're there all the time. Jeez. Yeah,
you dry fly grayling.
You dry fly grayling.
Oh, so fun.
Peach knows exactly what I'm talking about. Grayling are there all year long. So no matter once you're tired of catching salmon and you're tired of catching trout, you always can go to grayling. Graylings are there as many as you want to catch. You want to catch 20 of them, not a problem.
Yeah.
And they're all on a dry fly.
Yeah. Super cool fun.
Super cool. And that's where you tune up on your fly fishing. So if you have a great non-wind day, someone that's not a very good fly fisherman could practice their skills by taking them to many of the different grayling holes that we have to take to.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Rock Cod Rick couldn't stand it. He's sitting there at home listening to Let's Talk Hookup, talking about one of his favorite places. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, hey, Rick. Good morning, boys. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Good. Great. Well, we're having a great time. A little fun morning. It's me and the boys this morning, so they're occupied with monster trucks in the other room, and we've been enjoying listening and watching the show. Actually, we've been doing the YouTube thing, but yeah, man, I it brings back so much fun memories getting to hang out and listen to the. Listen to you guys talk about what I think is my favorite destination that we've ever got to travel to, and that's Katmai. And you're right, Pete. I was hanging long enough, and I couldn't get in fast enough to come talk about the fun.
Yeah, well, thanks to you and Wayne for holding down the fort yesterday while I was down in Ziwat. And what is your favorite thing about Katmai Lodge?
You know, I enjoyed hearing Harold's take and everybody else and you, Pete, and everybody's retelling the same stories. And, you know, Katmai holds some really special, you know, moments. Well, I mean, it holds some of the biggest moments of my life. You know, I put the ring on Dallas's finger and we got engaged on one of the gravel banks catching sockeyes. So there's some extreme sentimental things, but in terms of the fishing for me, it's the variety and different things that you can do there, and the fact that it just really doesn't matter what your skill set is, from total pro to complete novice. The other big thing for me is fishing with the wildlife, and I think that's what really separates this from everywhere else. I mean, everybody said enough. The fishing's phenomenal. Everybody has got that. The stories are amazing. You're going to catch a ton of fish, but like your interaction with what everything around you is what you can't describe that part. You know, all of us can get the description of wide open fishing and know that, but you know, to see 10 different sets of bears in a day and foxes and eagles and moose and it's an indescribable place every single day. Like every single day, it's just some epic adventure. I don't have the words. Nobody has the words. You know, you have to experience it to really feel it.
Yeah.
And it always constantly changes. So you're floating down the river and not even thinking of the next thing. You come around a bend in there and there's a moose with the calf, you know, come crossing the river, and you float right by it. It's pretty spectacular when you see that.
Yeah, and you know, I've been there, I don't know, probably 7, 8, 10 times over the many years when Marty Miller first started. Every trip is different.
Yes.
Every single one is different. And that's the thing, is that it you know, it's not the same old, same
it's
old.
It's not fishing. It's an experience.
It's an experience.
And the whole, from the time you leave Anchorage to the time you land on the runway, that's an experience in itself.
Yeah.
You know, and then from then on, every day is something different.
And Rick, go ahead.
I was just going to say another huge hats off that I have to give to Bob and the staff is, let me go back to that. The staff, too, amazing. I mean, you want to talk about people who just will help you at every step of the way. Charmel and just the whole team, like, everybody is so good in all the steps leading up to it, helping you pack. I got questions about gear. I got questions about clothing. So that's a huge one for me. But what I was going to say was, I'm a tackle nerd. I'm a gearhead, and I have a really hard time going to places and not bringing my own gear. You need nothing at this place. I mean, it's high end fishing tackle. It's a lot of Loomis and Phoenix rods, and it's high end Shimano reels, whether it be spinning, whether it be conventional, whether it be fly casting. Like, they have gear for everything you do, and it's all top notch. I just
Sims waders, you know, everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Harold mentioned the waders and the boots. You go to the waiter room, and they like, okay, Rick, you know, I think these two or three are probably the best. Why don't we try all three of these on, see what's more comfortable, see which boots you like. Okay, boom, boom, boom. Now you're set for the week. That's your gear. It's just, it's such a cool experience.
Yeah, and so what's Dallas's take on it? I mean, she wrote this beautiful article that's going to actually, you mentioned it's going to be in the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing magazine?
Yeah. You know, Dallas wrote a really cool story on our trip that I sent it to Bill DePriest. He was really stoked. They're going to run it in their next Alaska issue, so that'll be fun. If you really want Dallas's take, you can read it in the upcoming PCS magazine on their next Alaska spotlight. But yeah.
And it's also on our website too, in our blog too, if you want to read the story. It's really a great story.
Yeah. So you know, you talked about Harold being the Pied Piper boy. Dallas will give Harold a run for his money, man. Nobody reps Katmai like she does. And you know, it's been fun. Dallas has actually talked to a couple of different gals, like Charmel has hooked him up with. You know, maybe they have some intrepidations. Hey, I don't know if a week in the Alaska wilderness is right for me, being a gal. And Dal has talked to several of the ladies, because she's now been there several times herself. It's the perfect mix of everything. You know, I mean, obviously she's really into the wildlife too, but there's levels of comfort that are made for a gal to be there on the water. The rooms are really nice. It's very comfortable. Dallas is a really good angler, you know, but there's some things that we like to do and things that we don't like to do. And everything is tailored for what you're into. If your gal is a hardcore fisherman and wants to leave a half hour early and come back a half hour late, no problem. But if it's the exact opposite and you want to sleep in, heck, that's fine too. Or in the middle of the day, it's kind of cold, and instead of doing shore lunch, let's go back to the lodge and get hot chocolates and eat lunch and warm up again. Whatever it is, they make the accommodation for you. And the only difficulty I've had with Dallas is somehow she's figured out how to be a better dry fly fisherman than I have. Whooped my butt in the Big Rainbow. So I got to think real hard about whether, you know, she gets to take the bow next time, because she's kicked my butt time and time again up there.
Now, you talked about you guys had this very, very good comeback of the Chum, which meant the rainbows returned during the time of the year we go to the Alagnac, and you got to fish the Mouse. Tell us about that.
I came back saying it. I think I've told the story half a dozen times on the show, and I have to say it again. I have nightmares about the fish that I missed up there. So we caught tons of fish. It was incredible. And Pete, you've always talked about fishing the Mouse. That might be one of the coolest bites in sport fishing.
For sure.
It's fly casting. It's fly casting, which that's the place, you know, Bob mentioned it. That's where I got hooked on fly fishing. I was a complete novice to it. You guys all said it. I don't need to say it again. You get so many shots that you become a better angler and you become proficient with it. But fishing the Mouse It's kind of like a cross between surface iron fishing and popper fishing, but on a river for these giant trout. You cast your mouse actually onto the shore, like onto dry land and the grass. You hop it into the water like a little mouse, and it's quick little strips. So you got this mouse that's a floating, you know, fly. It's like trying to swim across the river in these little bursts. Exactly. That's exactly it. That's what you're trying to make. And so I can close my eyes and picture every bit of us. We were our guide, Robbie, who was great, had us on this slow drift going down the river, and he's like controlling the drift speed with the oars. And I make a cast towards the grass. I'm strip. He called it everything. He pointed out there was a little cut in the river, and there's a big log. And he said, our bite's going to come in front of that. And I'm strip. And I'm telling you guys, a log, a freaking torpedo, you know what I mean? A fish that literally looked bigger than a legal sea bass comes just ripping out from the log, all visual. We see everything, mouth open, you know, like a big largemouth would be, huge spot, just rolls, big belly, like side, half body out of the water, rolls, misses the fly, doesn't even touch it. And I see the broom tail. It really did. It looked like a sea bass. Boom, slap the water and slide back away. Never to be seen again out of my life. And that
in
fish
slow
will
motion.
Haunt me. It will haunt me for the rest of my life.
I've had those moments up there. And, Bob, you've had moments where believe it or not, sometimes they actually connect.
Yes. Yeah. Especially when they jump up out and then crash down on the mouse, as your mouse. And that's my favorite. That's why I like a mid-August to you know, end of August season is that's – when we get the best mousing going on.
Oh, yeah, along with the other stuff, too, right?
You're catching silvers, and then I just mouse the rest of the day, and I won't do anything else. Because you get that visual, and obviously you're hooked, too, now, Rick.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, my God. It's my favorite place. I mean, I tell people all the time, like, it is a trip that you have to do. Pete, you said it. It's not super inexpensive because it's worth it. You know, I mean, and it's not because of the logistics and everything that those guys do to make it so comfortable.
Yes.
Katmai doesn't have a Costco around the corner, and Bob talks about it. Everything is flown in there. Every toothpick, every piece of toilet paper, every piece of filet mignon, like everything flies in, and you just can't imagine the level of comfort that they provide so far off the grid. You know, from Starlink and your phone working if you want it, to all the great meals that we talked about and your options of drink, and it's a very difficult place to describe. You have to experience it for yourself.
Yeah.
It is worth it. You got to do it.
Yeah, the remoteness is what brings the lodge to tail. It's basically being in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, if you look at Alaska, it's kind of split in half. So when you get to Anchorage, if you say on the south side of Anchorage, you can drive, there's cars, but when you get on the other side of the Alaska Range, we're in Bristol Bay, there's nothing. There's no road systems. Everything has to be flown in.
Yeah.
And that's what
And you're preparing
special.
Now, you said.
Oh, yeah.
You're
getting the container ready.
Yep,
yeah, the containers. We got two containers that go up there out of Seattle, and it takes them about three weeks to get there.
Yeah.
You know, on the ocean, and then it basically pulls into King Salmon Port there, and we have to haul everything from there to the lodge.
How many miles from King Salmon to Kentland?
38 miles.
But there's no road.
No roads. No
there's
roads
a river. But,
there's a river. There's no road.
There's no road.
Yeah, it's a long river ride. And that's kind of explained to people. If you can drive your van or a car or to the lodge, it doesn't have that same experience.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. If you get off your plane and they put you in a van and then they drive you to the lodge, it's not the same.
It's a different deal. Yeah. Well, Rick, hey, good for you for taking care of those kids while your wife is hard at work.
Yep,
and
say hi to Dallas,
yeah,
Rick.
And sorry we're missing you on the show, but Dwayne's doing a fine job. And, again, thanks for covering for me yesterday, too. Look forward to
– Yeah, you got it, boys. Same here. My pleasure. And Bob Dallas wanted to make sure that I said hi back to you. I told her that you were on the show, and she was really excited and wanted to pass along the word to you and all the gals in the office there as well.
Is she going to come up to the PCS and see everybody there?
She wouldn't miss you guys for the world. She'll have the boys in the wagon pushing them around like last year.
Perfect.
Yeah, we can't wait. We feel like you guys are a real part of our family, and, man, we love it and can't wait to go back. Great job on the show, boys. I'll continue to listen to the rest.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for joining us.
See you, Bob.
Appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
All right. And we'll see you back here next weekend.
Of course. Hey, Wayne, you have a great text.
Yeah, Darren from Menifee. Good morning, Pete and Wayne. Bob, what is the current fish take limits for salmon, halibut, linked, and rockfish? Can't wait to get up there.
Well, basically, the rockfish and the halibut, that's in a whole nother world. At the lodge, we're not a halibut fishing lodge. We're more of a stream-based lodge. We have all five species of salmon, so usually it starts off at five a day for the sockeye. Then within a week or so, as soon as our escapement comes through the river, they bump it up to 10 sockeyes a day, which is, you know, quite a bit of fish. And that's, you're going to catch a lot more than that,
yeah.
But you got 10 in the boat for the day. Usually by the second day, your box is already full.
Yeah, yeah. It's full usually, you're just catching release.
Yeah, you're catching release
point.
After that. But so that's why
eating
the shore lunch. Yeah. Or you just be real specific. If there's a little nick, if it just doesn't look the right color that you like, you throw it back because you're going to get another one. You're going to get
bright
another
silvery.
One. Bright and silvery.
Yeah.
As for the halibut, that thing that changes all the time and. I heard that it's like they've actually added a couple days that you can't fish during the week, and it's like two halibut a day.
It depends on the region.
It's the region that you're in, and I would definitely go onto the website and see what the limits are.
But I'll say this, you know, we're all mostly saltwater anglers. You're a saltwater angler, Bob. Right. I'm a saltwater angler. But Katmai Lodge is the ultimate saltwater angler's experience. I can promise you that. If you're a saltwater angler, I don't do freshwater.
Right.
Go to Katmai Lodge. You'll change your mind.
It's a saltwater fish coming in the river.
it's a total spoiler. It's very, very different. Hey, Wayne, let's jump back in the phones.
Yeah, let's hear Robert from Canyon Country. What's going on, Robert?
Fabulous show, guys, as usual. So Rick got me all pumped up. You guys have talked about conventional spinning and fly gear. What about what's on the end? Rick got me pumped up about the mouse. And so what's on the end of the line?
Basically what it is, it's a lure, and it looks like a mouse with a single hook on it, a barbless. Because when you're catching trout, our river is a barbless hook river, since it's a scenic river up in Alaska in the national park. But you're using a topwater line, so floating line, and as you pop it off of the bank, the current makes a big bow into the line, and as it bows, and as you twitch your rod end, it looks like the mouse is swimming. It kind of pops and it makes a little splash. So it kind of gives it the appearance of a mouse swimming across. Which I was talking earlier in the show with the foxes that we have. There's these little voles, and the vole looks like a little hamster. It's a little like a baby hamster, and there's a lot of them up there, and they're basically a vole that's jumping into the river and crossing the river, and the trout love to eat them, and that's what brings it in.
It's very similar to what we do with freshwater bass.
It's kind of like a frog. You know, anybody fishes with a frog fishing, a bass, done that? It's basically the same type of look as it's swimming across the river, and they just crash them all the time.
Yeah, and then the sockeye flies are a little bit different.
Okay.
And then, of course, the chum flies are kind of like what you'd use like a saltwater fly.
A saltwater fly, really.
And you're just stripping it.
Stripping it, and it's very pinky, pinkish, and a lot of flowery. It looks it's kind of making it look like a shrimp.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they eat out, and that's why it makes their meat is more of a reddish meat.
Aggressive takes.
It's basically looking like a shrimp swimming around there. That's what you're trying to present.
And then for the big kings or anything else that you can use a spinner, just use regularly like MEP spinners and such like that. Just something you'd use for salmon or trout in the ocean or the rivers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go live to the Tribute. Captain Mike's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. Are you back fishing now? Back out of the yard?
Yeah, the boat's been out the last 2 weekends. Captain Ian ran the boat last trip, got in this morning. Two really good weekends of lingcod fishing. We got out with a light load on this last one. We only had 15 guys, and 30 lane cod, so two lane cod per person, and really good red fishing, really good bottom fishing, and they actually saw a pretty good sign of bluefin outside of it. And it was kind of a last minute thing, but he said they dumped some bait on it. They hooked one of them. They're unfortunately 100 pound fish, so the one they hooked got away right off the bat. But kind of promising something else to offer. You know, might be able to get in the mix down there.
Wow, January bluefin on a day and a half trip.
Unbelievable. We thought they were out there. We were just waiting for that report right there.
Well, I'm sure there's probably some out west. It's just the lack of coverage, lack of boats. But, you know, sorry about that. I think we've had this happen almost every year. You know, it's all of a sudden we're doing these colonette trips and we start looking at, you know, fish boiling around, and it doesn't take long before we start switching them over. But as of right now, the colonette fishing has been fantastic.
And
yellowtail on the last one as well.
Yellowtail too?
Before. Yeah, the trip before we they had two. I think they lost a handful, but same thing. Water's relatively warm and great weather here on this last trip.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, how do we get aboard the trip? Are you going to be doing any more of those colonette trips here the latter part of January?
We have trips booked every Friday for the next few months, and if it's anything like it's been the last couple years, if you want to fish colonette, you want to get in on one of these, because it's just a matter of time before we start switching it over and catching bluefin in February again, like I think has been pretty common for the last few years now.
Yeah. All right. Well, how do we get aboard the Tribute?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com, and take a look at our social media. We have some pictures up from this last trip, and you know, it wouldn't surprise me that we start adding a little bit of bluefin to these things in the afternoon or on the way home.
All right. Captain Mike from the Tribute out of Seaport Sport Fishing. Get on the boat. Go fishing. Thanks a lot for the report. Right. We always appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care.
Awesome. Hey, and with that, we got the Fish.com report by the Angler's Realtor, Yosef Husseini. And the Catch Report is sponsored by Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system for booking your processing and for long-range trips. For more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. Good morning, Yosef.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to hear your voice, Wayne. How you guys doing?
Awesome. How you doing?
Oh, doing good, man. Fishing is kind of the same winter deal here, slowing down a little bit with our normal game fish. But up in Santa Cruz, Anacapa area, there's good bass fishing on the north side of Santa Cruz Island. There's also a really good whitefish and sheep's head bite back there. Not a ton of game fish showing up on the squid beds as of yet, but should pop here soon. Santa Monica Bay, the bass fishing has been awesome on the artificial reefs, especially with this beautiful weather. There's also mixed catches of sculpin and the occasional triggerfish. There's excellent sculpin action along the El Segundo Pipe in 40 to 200 feet water. Palo Verde's, LA Harbor, Long Beach area, the calico bass are biting well in the PV kelp up there, especially where the anchovy schools are. Danny was telling me that if you see those anchovy schools, kind of chase them around and fish the outside of them. Been really producing some good fish. Isers is producing some quality sand bass. They're real tight to the structure, coming on lead heads with squid. Whitefish is still remaining really good fishing at the Santa Ana River pipe. And the halibut are starting to show. People, mainly shorts, but getting some better fishing on the halibut up in that area. Catalina Island, halibut bite was good. It slowed down just a little bit, just hit and miss. Still pretty decent. There are some signs of sea bass that guys are catching, but it's mostly shorts. Bass fishing as well up there around the Boiler Rocks is still very good, and there still are some bonita around from the east end to cruise ship acreage. Smaller fish, 3 to 5 pounds. Trolling feathers is the name of the game there. Nine Mile Bank and off the coast, the deep water rockfish action on the lower side is in 550 to 800 feet. Really good fishing. The Bonita have slowed down south there, but it's still picking back up towards Mission Bay and Point Loma area. Ensenada, Santo Tomas, they've got some Bonita down there. There has been some decent action as for a halibut in less than 30 feet of water. Colonet, as you just heard, there's a few yellowtail there, and outstanding ling fishing along with big reds.
Cool.
That's all I got for you guys.
Well, what's going on in the real estate world? Things are picking up.
It's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's really starting to move. Houses I've had sitting for a while, we've gotten offers on, you know, over the weekend. I'm out all day doing open houses today just to try to capture some of this stuff and get my old inventory off the market, you know, before it really starts moving here. But, yeah, it's going. We did a loan this last week at 5.625.
Whoa. Whew.
Yeah.
Man.
No kidding, right?
It's time to refi if you bought a house in the interim, right?
Yeah, if you bought in the last 3 years, it's time to start refi-ing. These rates should get a little bit better, but we're this should be our new norm for a little bit, hopefully, here.
Cool. All right. Well, how do we find you if we want the best in real estate, the guy that knows his stuff and that fishes too?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can also get me on social media at calrealty.com and on my website at sportsmansrealty.com.
All right. Thanks, Yosef, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, and with that, the fishdope.com report brought by the Angler's Realtor, Yosef. The code this week on Fishdope is hook up now, lowercase, no space, to get your discount. And we got another text that just came in, and there's a good one, because we're so used to fish the processing down here. We have Dave asking from Laguna, what is the cost of 50 pounds of fish being processed at Katmai?
What is the cost? Meaning that it doesn't cost you anything. It's,
there.
There's no cost.
Part of the deal.
It's part of the deal.
It's rolled into the price.
Yeah.
It's all you're going to come home with 50 pounds, and it's not going to cost you anything more for the trip.
Such a deal.
That's it. You know, we take care of it. We put it all together. Yeah. We box it. We band it. It's ready to go on the airlines to come home with you.
Oh, boy.
No additional cost.
So good. And with that, we'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. Remember, call in 833-288-0973 or text your questions in. We'll be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, John Lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get two additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hi, Bob Hoos with Costa Sunglasses. If you've got young anglers in your life who are just getting hooked, Costa's got something made just for them. The new Next Gen collection is built for long days on the water and takes Costa's iconic performance for smaller faces. Check out Schoolie, Costa's first 8-base wrap for smaller profiles, and Street Heat, a bold everyday frame with micro side shields that keep glare and spray where they belong. Help the next generation see what's out there and protect what's out there. Available now at CostaDelMar.com and select retailers starting at $130.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we're having a great time in here with Bob Cantor from Camp My Lodge. And boy, we got this great package we're going to be giving away. We are still looking for more people to call in. 833-288-0973.
All right, that great AFCO Alaska package because it's layered. Layers are the key in Alaska,
that's
right?
That's it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Joe and La Mesa, Texanese. Good morning, fellas. Great show today. Never been to Alaska. Listening about the lodge and all the great accommodations and different fishing programs makes me want to pull the trigger and make the trip. Will Bob be at any of the Pacific Coast sport fishing shows coming up?
Absolutely. We'll be the one in Costa Mesa, and we're also down there in Del Mar.
Del Mar, too.
So we'll be at both of them.
Okay, yeah.
And you can come visit Charmel, Laura, myself, and Ida, my wife, will be at those.
All those.
We'll all switch around, but we'll be there.
And our listeners, too, expand out, too, all across the country. Right now, Charmel and Laura are up in Sacramento for the last day show.
Yep.
And then you're headed to New Jersey.
New Jersey. I live on Wednesday to go to New Jersey, and then from New Jersey I go over to Pennsylvania over there at the it's the big NRA show over there in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, cool. So you guys are around, but you'll definitely be at the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing shows both in Costa Mesa as well as San Diego, the new San Diego show.
Yeah,
great to have that back.
Yeah, and definitely look into if they're planning on it to come with the Let's Talk Hookup group.
Yeah, that's one spot left.
One spot left, and it's a great, it's all the people from San Diego. You know, we pretty much fill the half of the lodge up, three quarters of the lodge is full with all
LA, San Diego, LA, Central California.
California.
Yeah, it's kind of all over. Our listeners are all over the place.
Correct.
So, and that's the thing too, is you can fly to Anchorage from anywhere.
Correct.
San Diego, LA, LA's nonstop flight.
San Francisco, San Jose, everything basically funnels through Seattle.
Yeah.
So you just get to Seattle. Alaska Airlines has a flight, you know, every hour and a half.
Yeah. There's a lot of flights.
Up to Anchorage. There's a lot of flights.
A lot of flights up to Anchorage. Right. But our group is a great group.
Oh, it's a fun group.
It's 30 people.
Yep.
And just have a lot of fun.
And
there's a lot of couples that go.
A lot of single anglers. Single anglers.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's kind of a variety.
And everybody has a common, you know, thread in, you know, California area.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically everybody comes in and everybody knows everybody.
Right.
It's a fun trip.
Or you make new friends.
And you make new friends.
Yeah, a lot of that going on. And Charmel and Laura, your main people in the office, along with your wife Ida.
Right.
What a great group. I mean, they just take care of all their stuff. They keep me straight,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They tell me what time I got to be there and what time I got to leave.
Yeah. You know? No, they do a great job.
With everything else happens at the lodge, you know.
Yeah,
my hat's full.
Yes, it is, because you're the mechanic.
Right.
You're the pilot, you're the general manager.
Yeah. The boat mechanic, the airplane mechanic.
Like everything.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you learn all that stuff?
That's a long story.
Yeah.
I have a whole show just on that.
Yeah. But you were a commercial airline pilot for a number of years.
Yep. Yeah. Did that too.
Yeah. So you've been around. Yeah. Got. But if like the generator's breaking down, he's over there fixing it. It's like, right. Where's Bob? Oh, he's down fixing the generator.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
like
you can call somebody to just drive over.
Yeah.
That's one thing you have to do is a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's just like being on a sport boat. You got to do it all.
Got to do it all. You have a great text,
huh? I do. This kind of ties into the shows, I think, because it says, hey, I've never done a trip like this. It can be a little intimidating knowing, you know, where to start the process, travel, clothing, heat, other blah, blah, blah. And can you walk through the steps of the process, you know, how to get this thing in motion? And this is from Rick in Chula Vista. I think that ties into the shows because we got the San Diego show coming
up. Oh, absolutely. Coming in there, we'll take it step by step from the time you leave, you drive to LAX or San Diego or out of Orange County. We can walk you through every step along the way to tell you to the time you come back.
On top of that, you have the website.
And the website. Everything's on the website. You can go
beautiful
there.
Beautiful website.
You can call in. You can, you know, personally talk to Charmel. She's been up there for years. She's been there since the get-go. So she's really knowledgeable of what goes on, how to do it. And we'll straighten you right out.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's jump back in the phones.
Yeah, it's Arnie and Vista. Arnie, hey, what's going on?
Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Pete.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, Bob.
Yes.
How is that your facility set up for people who aren't as mobile as probably Wayne and Pete are compared to me, for sure? there's walking involved? Or
very little walking involved. If you have problems walking down a set of stairs, which is probably, what is it, maybe about 20 steps, Pete?
Yeah.
You know, about that. We have one of those gaiters. If you're familiar with them, it's a little. It's basically like a side-by-side car that you can just. We'll pick your guide will pick you up right at your room, get it with all your gear on, and then they'll drive all the way down the little back road and come right on the dock.
Yeah.
So basically, you step out of the gaiter 3 feet and you step into your boat.
Yeah. So you don't need to be very mobile.
You don't need to be mobile at all.
Yeah.
We have wheelchair people that come down.
Do you?
Yeah, we've had some vets that had, you know, didn't, you know, unfortunately they had their legs cut off and they come out and we take care of them.
Wow.
So it's really good.
Fantastic.
Not a problem at all.
So magical. So,
what's that?
Your place sounds so magical.
Yeah, it's really simple, and we get a lot of the old timers, ocean fishermen that, you know, have problems standing, you know, getting the waves and the swells and all that. We don't have that.
Yeah.
So you can pretty much fish in the boat. You never have to get out of the boat. If you don't want to, you'll catch plenty of fish inside the boat. The boats are really spacious. I mean, there's only two of you in there with the guide.
Oh, yeah.
So there's plenty of, you know, either in the front of the boat or the back of the boat. Both of them are real easy to fish out of. And then our beaches, or our sandbars, you want to call them, you just step out of the boat and it's, you know, your ankle deep water, you know, maybe up to your knees.
Yeah.
So you're not, there's not a big, huge current going and pushing you down.
Yeah.
So it's very easy for people that can't, you know, that are a little bit wobbly on their step.
Yeah. Hey, Arnie, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I might add too, one thing I didn't mention is that our Let's Talk Hookup group gets a special discount. Like up to $800 off the regular package. So if you call, talk to Laura and Charmel, make sure, even if you're, whether you're booking our trip or other times of the year, you can't go on our dates there on the 15th of July with that one spot left, or you want to take a couple and you want to go a different time, or you got to take a small group, just mention Let's Talk Hookup. They give you like an $800 discount. Again,
that's correct.
Katmai is not a cheap deal. None of Alaska. No Alaska thing, for obvious reasons, is a cheap. But this is about the least expensive remote lodge package that you will ever see by thousands of dollars, I might add.
Sure.
So just remember, you're right on the river in the middle of the wilderness when you book that package. Tommy P., who's coming up on the Let's Talk Hookup Trip, says, I'm very excited to go on the Let's Talk Hookup Trip. Can you describe a typical day of fishing and fun at the lodge?
Well, your typical day is you'll obviously the night before we've talked about the shore lunch. So the guide will prepare that and they'll be already in the boat. You'll get up in the morning. Usually everybody gets up about 6:30. is down by the restaurant where we serve all the food and everything, the dining area. You'll have yourself an omelet, ham and cheese omelet, eggs over easy, waffles, whatever you like. We have a chef that prepares that for you in
great
the morning.
Breakfast,
cereal, however you want to eat in the morning, orange juice. You get back, you'll get done with breakfast, you'll go back to your room, get your gear on. You've told the guide the night before, how about let's start at 8 or maybe 8:30, depending on how you want to do it. You show up at the boat down there at 8:30. You guys head out of in the boat. You don't have to drive very far. You're just, maybe 15, 20 minutes at the most.
Yeah.
It depends
on the scenic, up or down the scenic river.
Up or down river, whichever, the guide decides to take you. You'll have your shore lunch at noon, 1 o'clock. You'll fish all till that time, and then you'll fish after lunch all the way till about 5:30. We try to get everybody back, heading back around 5 o'clock, because we need to take a head count to make sure everybody gets in.
Yeah.
Because you're out in the middle of nowhere. We want to make sure everybody's back in time, which then gives you enough time to go take a shower, meet at the main lodge with all the other guests about 6 o'clock, happy hour. We have drinks, hors d'oeuvres. We have the screen, the big screens with all the people's fish that everybody caught. You talk each other. About 6:45, 7 o'clock, the dinner bell rings. Everybody goes over to dinner, and you have a just phenomenal dinner, whatever the night is. Certain nights we have prime rib. The other nights we have steak night. The other nights we have Italian night. We have
always have fresh fish.
Always fresh fish. There's always fresh fish. There's always chicken or something. If you're not a meat eater,
a lot of vegetables,
salad bar,
yeah.
The whole bit. And then you go back to the main lodge, have a few more drinks, and go to bed.
If you can.
Like, I usually after dinner, I'm going
to... A lot of times people just go right after dinner, they go back to bed.
Back to your room and hang out.
Hang out with your guys,
read,
play some poker.
Search
the internet. Yeah. Do whatever you guys want to do. Yeah.
Because now you have Starlink. So
yes.
It's like everybody has internet access.
Starlink's a game changer up there in Alaska.
Yeah, it's changed everything.
So I got a question. What are the daylight hours during that summer period?
It's all day.
Yeah.
There is no night.
There is no night, right?
There is
okay.
no night.
In July,
well,
like when we go mid-July, sun comes up probably at
3 in the morning.
And then it probably sets about 11.
No, probably 10. About 1.
About 1, okay. Yeah.
About
1,
yeah. Yeah. About 2 to 3 hours in July.
Yeah. It's far north.
All the rooms have blackout shades, so you can close it. Because it is, when you wake up, it's daylight. And when you go to bed, it's daylight.
And here's the thing, too, is, if there's a couple listening and it's like, I'm not going to stay out on the river for 8 hours or 10 hours. You don't have to.
You can
go back to the lodge.
Right.
I mean, if one wants to come back to the lodge, you can drop them off and go back out. If you both want to come back to the lodge, you just hang out.
We have a lot of times when someone brings their wife.
It's your boat, so you do whatever you want.
You'll have the wives, and they'll fish till like 1 o'clock, and they'll have lunch on the river, and then they want to go back to the lodge, and the guys goes back, drops
times,
the wife off, and then heads back out again for the rest of the day.
Well, let's jump back on the phones.
Yeah, let's hear about Hills and Ventura. Hey, Hills, what's going on?
Good morning, you guys. Hey, Bob, I wanted to ask a question. Picturing my bucket list trip up there. I know a lot of people that are fly fishermen really enjoy tying their own flies as an added bonus, like excitement.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have like a fly tying vise? Or table,
we have
like,
multiple flies. We have a whole
section,
a whole room just dedicated for that. It's probably got 6 vices in there. Every hook, every type of material.
All the materials.
We got deer hair, we got elk hair, we got all the feathers, and the guides love to come in the evening after dinner, sit down with you, your guide, and help you tie flies.
Nothing like catching a fish on a fly you tied.
Exactly. Yeah, we have absolutely all of that for you.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Mm-hmm. I've really gotten into fly tying lately, and I'm super excited to go up there and kind of match the hatch kind
you,
of
you've
fly
been there
time.
You've
yeah.
been there
oh, I've
you,
tied flies
you,
up
you,
there
you've
but
seen the
yeah.
what we have
it's fantastic
it's got the lights, we've got the vices, we got everything that you need.
Hey, Kills, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, we got another text here. Morning, guys, great show. My question is for Bob.
is your lodge kid-friendly, and what age would you be think is the best? Thanks. Cherise in Huntington Beach.
Well, yeah, the kids, we under 16 is half price, so that's a great,
wow,
you know, great deal. Kid-friendly is absolutely. We have all the waders for kids. We have the life jackets for the kids. We've kids, you know, right around 5 years old and up is, I
really,
would say.
Really? You've had 5 year olds?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah. And it'll be a memory of a lifetime.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And especially if you have like kids that are like 8, 10, 12.
Oh, perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
My gosh.
Yes, yes.
You have whole families that bring the whole family.
Whole families,
up there,
grandpa,
right?
Grandma, the whole bit that come up there.
Yeah.
We do a lot of that.
Yeah.
That's we'll take big groups, with grandpa and the grandkids. And the beautiful thing is the kids are going to catch fish.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Because they get bored in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If they're not catching a fish in 15 minutes, they're already bored. Start throwing rocks and everything. But this way, you keep them busy the whole time.
Oh, for sure.
And we take you to a spot where you're just going to load up, you know.
Yeah.
Because they don't really care whether it's a sockeye or a chum or a pink. They just want to have the rod.
They just want to catch fish. Yeah.
And we'll take them to the mother hole.
Yeah, that's for sure. Let's jump back on the phone.
Yeah, let's hear from Brian in Camp Pendleton. What's going on, Brian?
Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great.
Just a quick surf report from up here. As most surf fishermen know, everyone has these setups to cast out as far as they can. And this morning, I was blasting cast out over the breakers, and after about an hour of fishing, I'm reeling in, and 20 feet away from me, I see a flash, and the next thing you know, line screaming out with a 30-inch halibut.
Sweet.
And just the moral to the story is those bigger fish may be right next to you, and you don't even know it, and I've learned that lesson today. And so a beautiful fish, threw them back in. And just a beautiful morning, and love listening to the show. I just thought I'd pass that experience and tip along.
That's a great story. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. What a nice morning for you. They appreciate that. Hey, Dave in Poway says, good morning, guys. Bob, can you describe a typical day of fishing on the flyouts? Start time, duration, lunch, et cetera. Return.
Okay, the flyouts is normally you have your breakfast, just like we talked about earlier. You meet me up at the airplane roughly about 7:30. 7:30, we meet up at the airplane. We take off. Most of our flights to the flyouts are about 45 minutes to 1 hour.
Super scenic.
Super scenic. We're normally about, you know, 200-300 feet off the ground, not very high, so you're able to, you know, look at all the scenery as we fly out. Sometimes we'll cross some caribou or so on our way out, which is spectacular to see. And then we'll land, depending on where we decide to go, and land at on the lake or the river, wherever we go. We'll taxi onto the beach. You'll get out of the plane. Depending on my schedule, I'll either just stay there the whole day with you, and I'll just hang out with the airplane. You guys will go with your guides. You'll come back around 4 o'clock, 4:30. So to try to get you back at that 5:30 range, in the afternoon to go have dinner, obviously. Or I will take off and then come back and get you guys. And then pretty much your lunch is basically a burrito wrap or a sandwich or something like that. We'll have obviously plenty of water the guys will bring out for you.
Rides are fully equipped for the wilderness.
Fully equipped. They have the nets. And most of the time it's going to be just a number 6 weight rod, and you're going to be going out for trout fishing.
Pretty cool. All right. Wow, as you can hear, the fastest 2 hours on radio. Hey, we've been listening to Bob at Katmai Lodge. When we come back, we'll be talking we'll be
giving away the prize.
Giving away the prize, the APCO package. And we'll be wrapping this up. It'll be a good time. Hey, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook Live, and YouTube.
Exciting sports show of the year. The Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now 2 great dates and locations. First, the giant 16th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
The San Diego Rodeo is happening soon at Petco Park, and your San Diego County Ford dealer can get you there as the official truck. Take a test drive at your local San Diego County Ford dealer and get two complimentary tickets to the San Diego Rodeo that's happening January 16th through the 18th. It's only while supplies last, and the tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Be sure to visit buyfordnow.com to find your local participating Ford dealer to take your test drive today.
This is Bill Varney with the 2026 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar, and I'd like to thank our advertisers, sponsors, and customers for their support. The calendar provides much-needed funding and highlights CCA's fight to protect marine habitat and your right to fish. If you need a tight calendar to plan your fishing trips, you'll find them at most tackle shops, landings, and online at surfishtackle.com. Thank you again for joining, volunteering, and supporting CCA California.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boast Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently delivered deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, here we go. Bob's going to flip the coin.
Flip the coin. Call her a texter.
And it's a texter today. Hey, Jeff from Huntington Beach, you're going to win that AFCO prize package. What a great prize. What a fun show we had today.
Fun show. Bob, Katmai Lodge.
Always being here, guys.
Wonderful place. Again, if you want to go on the Let's Talk Hookup Tip trip on July 15th, one spot left.
One
for
spot
us,
left,
and
right.
You're going to be among friends, so don't worry coming by yourself.
Just go on our website.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'm looking forward to it. Come fish with Pete. You guys can call at 1-800-330-0326, or you can get us at katmai.com.
All right, katmai.com. And, of course, check it out. The website has a lot of great information for you.
Everything there is the shows on the website.
Yeah, for
prices
sure.
Prices and everything.
Yeah, call Charmel in the office. She's a wealth of knowledge. Or Laura, both wealth of knowledge. They'll fill you in.
They'll have the schedules. And if you can't make that trip, there's other trips that are still available.
Right, a lot.
Lots of them.
Throughout the whole season. We talked about the different types of the season. Hey, thanks to Jeff at the Fan for manning the phone and the board, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Hey, next Saturday, Anthony from Baker Marine will be here. We're talking finos next Saturday. Then next Sunday, Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez, his annual visit. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week. Right back here on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.